Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Leopard Carpet tonight. My special guests are the musical storytellers. I'm going to say storytellers because if you could just hear just from that entry piece, They have a way of telling a story not only through the musical notes and through the vocals, but they take you on a journey. And I want to welcome to the Leopard Carpet tonight, Waterseed. Welcome, welcome, my friends.
Hey.
I'm so excited. All of you are on one phone tonight, so we're just going to have to figure out how we're going to do this. But if we could just start out and introduce yourselves and what role you play in this amazing group called Waterseed.
Well, this is Shalia, the lead vocalist as well as a songwriter.
Okay.
This is Lou Hill, drummer, songwriter.
And Sinise, I play flute, songwrite, and vocal support vocals.
All right, this is Jay, play keyboards, also do some writing and a little bit of singing along with Sinise.
All right. Is that everybody?
That's everybody, yeah.
Okay. So there's five of you? Did I count five?
Four right now.
Four?
Yeah.
Four, okay. Okay. Well, welcome to the Leopard Carpet. I'm really, really excited about having you on tonight. I've known of your music for a little while now through my friend Hassan Brown. And it was very exciting to me, you know, but when we entertained the thought of you coming on the Leopard Carpet with me, and I had the opportunity of really, you know, doing some research and reading on you guys, I know there's so many areas and stories that you can tell that just kind of shares who you are, how you got started, your sound, the choices and directions you go with your music and the audience that you have captivated and your goal as to where you want to go. So I don't know. I guess, Lou, should I just say that you, in a sense, kind of are the foundation of Waterseed? Would that be fair to say?
The foundation would be a little much, but I'm the founding guy. I'm the one who stuck around and people knock on my doors when things go wrong, and they knock on Shalia's door when they go right. So, yeah.
Oh, really? That's good to know.
All right.
Yeah,
so how did Waterseed come to be then?
We initially started as a writing group, production team, at which time, you know, very quickly we realized that performance is kind of like our primary thing. So we decided to move that into a band and create the band of Waterseed. And through the years, we've grown and added new members. We were in New Orleans doing quite a few things, and part of, I guess, our history, be it good or bad, is we were victims of Hurricane Katrina, so we moved to Atlanta, kind of restructured the band, and Jay Sharp and I, the keyboardist, kind of added some people on. Saw an ad on Craigslist for someone interested in playing flute, and we found Sinise. And then a couple years later, we were looking for a new vocalist, and somebody introduced us to Shalia. And that's the quick story of it all.
Right. So I was reading that with you, Lou, and Jay Sharp, that you started very, very young, you know, in kind of exploring your interest in music. Now, Sinise and Shalia, is it the same for you also?
Yes. Yes, we both started really early in different ways. You know, we all have a different way that we came about, you know, our interest in music. But, yes. Started very early. I was singing before I could talk.
Okay. And at what point, you know, when all of you connected, you know, as the core of what's called Waterseed, when did you just know this was really, really a good fit in a family?
I think it probably was just the fact that people stuck around, you know, playing all of the shows, the challenges that we've dealt with.
Mm-hmm.
it just really came down to who's in it to win it, you know, and that's how it's been for the past 5 years.
Okay, so that kind of answered my next question. So the core of you have been together about 5 years now?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I think, you know, when I listened to your music, when I read your story, it goes beyond music for me. And that's why I kind of introduced it as like a form of like musical storytelling, because I can just tell from the musicianship of it and just listening to the instrumentals, that can take you on a journey in itself. But adding the vocals to it is just, at times it's kind of haunting. At times it's just like getting into this amazing groove and wanting to sway, you know, your body along with the lyrics. And so it's, I don't know, I'm trying to think of words to describe what I feel, but all I can come up with, this is going to sound so silly, is just saying it's that good, good stuff. You know, that
yeah,
stuff
like that
I could, you know, it's that stuff that I could hear my godmama and my aunties, you know, listening to when we were shooed out of the room. And, you know, they were having their grown folk time. But it's safe music, you know, that I could have, you know, my grandchildren and my daddy listened to also. So how did you come to form this style, this gumbo pot of you know, music that you put together? How did you know this is the style that feels right and good?
That's a good question. We certainly didn't set out to do something in particular other than write what we feel.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And we have a different starting point depending on the day. Someone comes in with an idea and says, I have an inspiration, but I've only brought it so far because I wanted to bring it to the group for everyone to contribute. So maybe
okay.
It's like a homemade recording of just the idea, and then it's shared, and everybody sort of lives and breathes that idea and comes back with what they've added to it, and we kind of just jam out on it, and oftentimes it becomes a song. And then other times there's a more completed idea, and then the other band members maybe add some additional accents or embellishments that add their ingredient to a more or less completed song. So since
mm-hmm.
we all write, it comes together as a fusion of our styles. So
nice.
In that way, only we can be Waterseed.
Right, right. I understand that, and I appreciate your, you know, your description of that, because it makes sense. And I think that as people are introduced to your music and sound and seeing the visuals of who you are and performing your music, I think they'll get it. You know, to me, you're like a breath of fresh air, something that's new and exciting, and it is like a welcoming, needed direction when it comes to music. It's intriguing, you know, at least for me, I can say that. And I think that there are a lot of people that are kind of in my age group and my area up here in the Pacific Northwest. I think this is a sound that once people are introduced to it, they're going to crave it. And they're going to want to come back more and more and more and have that experience. And so it appears that you've kind of had some success with that from the very beginning of, you know, when you created two words, right? This is the music that
right.
kind of launched you off over into Russia, correct?
Two words was actually very good. It was, we could tell you did your homework too. Thanks. Great. It's great when you have, you know, someone who's like studied us a little bit. It is. It's really cool. Two words was the CD, was the EP that kind of introduced, I think, the direction that we intended to go. And it was our first product that we released after moving to Atlanta, but that's the CD that the Tastemakers kind of got a hold of and started kind of talking about us. The CD
okay.
that actually launched us over to Russia was a CD that wasn't intended to be released at all, and it was the live CD, Early for the Future.
Okay.
And we released that, and it was the response from that CD was overwhelming, you know, just across the board. Everybody loved it. So it was a great CD for us. And it still does well. People still download it to this day. You know, they still love it.
But you know what? That's the way it should be. You know, I say this all the time when it comes to music or any form of art. It's going to be new to somebody, somewhere. And people should be, it should be that classic sound. It should be that sound that has a relevance today, no matter when it was created. So I think that's wonderful. So congratulations on that, because I just think that's how music should be, that you can go back and experience something. You know, a lot of times I don't even talk about when music was made when I play it on the radio, because that part doesn't really serve a purpose. What serves a purpose
right.
is that it speaks, you know, to the listeners. And so I think that's a beautiful thing to know that. So, yeah, big ups to you guys for that. So when you went over to Russia, what was that like to be over there?
Well, you know, quite an experience just to be that far away from home. You know, so there
okay.
was a small adjustment period, but, you know,
sure.
we were well received. The people really welcomed us. They loved what we did. I mean, we were celebrities in the town.
Okay.
People, you know, like our music. They also like the fact that we were American, and they were intrigued with our culture. And
okay.
it was different. I mean, would anybody else like to chime in on that? I would say that it was a wonderful experience, and it was nice to see a different part of the world that I could appreciate
sure.
home even more.
It seems like
yeah.
that's an interesting location for, in a sense, for you to start your international experience is Russia. I guess because when I think about a lot of artists, they start in, say, for instance, London or maybe even Japan, you know, something like that. But, you
mm-hmm.
know, when I read Russia, I thought that's just really interesting to go over there. So I'm sorry. Did I cut somebody off that was going to speak?
No, you're fine.
Okay. Well, you know, I want to jump in to another piece. And I'm trying to think what piece. Okay, I'm going to play this piece because this is a piece I've played for a while. That are you, you know, that you guys created. It's a Stevie Wonder cover, and it's Don't Worry About a Thing. Again, this is my special guest on the Leopard Carpet tonight, Water Seed.
Everybody's got a thing over I'm so sorry. Can you guys hear me now?
Oh, yeah.
Hey.
Oh, I'm sitting here having this big old conversation with you, and I guess I had myself on mute. I apologize for that. But what I was saying in regards to, you know, playing that particular piece, you know, I came up with Stevie Wonder. And, you know, it's something as a child, you know, to hear his music is just, you know, that's part of my foundation. But to hear you guys put your own twist on it, you know, it makes it your own. And it almost takes it away from, I don't want to say this to take away, you know, from Stevie Wonder, you know, the king of that, you know, but it's like it's your own. Like you created it. You put so many amazing elements to that piece that it tells a totally different story in a sense, you know, at least for me. But so I appreciate that one. And I appreciate all of the music. I just kind of wanted to give a taste to the listeners tonight, kind of a little bit of your musical journey. You know, I know, of course, we're going to end this with, you know, music from your new album that just released on October 22nd, which is called Wonder Love 2. But there's a Wonder Love 1, and that came out at the beginning of the year, correct?
Yeah, in March.
And you were able to turn around and create a second one that soon?
Yeah, we're on a 6-month plan. So
okay,
until we decide that it's too much music, I think we felt that in our first few years with the first three projects, Two Words, Early for the Future, and Fresh, we waited a lot and just recorded a lot. And so now we're just like, is we kind of feel like it's our time to express ourselves as much as possible, and we're not waiting anymore. We're not waiting for any magical things that happen or any special people to come along and push us. We're like, let's get this music out there. And so, you know, every 6 months, roughly, we'll be releasing something new and giving it our all.
That's wonderful. That's amazing. You know, because, I mean, the work is well produced. I talk about this a lot, you know, when it comes to my radio show, and especially now that I'm A&R representative for Spectrum Music Group. But, you know, the production on your music is just amazing. You know, the lyrical content, you know, speaks, you know, volumes. Again, you know, you tell your own story, you know, in what it is that you're creating, you know, but it's just well done. And it must be a wonderful experience to be a part of a collective that appears to be on the same page and respects and appreciates each other, that, you know, that you're able to work the way that you do.
Yeah, it's a beautiful experience. These are like my sister and brother. I almost said sisters, but it's just me and Sinead. So
right.
My big brothers and my sister.
Well, and I say that because, and I say that, Shalia and all of you, because, you know, being around musical talent, you can hear, you know, so many stories about, you know, things not going smoothly or, you know, conflicts or whatever for many, many reasons. And I realize that artists are just, you know, with that creative side of them, you know, it's so personal, and it, you know, they, you know, it can be challenging. I guess I'm trying to say this in a nice way. It can be challenging. Not to say that, you know, everything's, you know, just peaches and cream for you guys too. Maybe there are points when, you know, that you're challenged amongst each other also, but to be driven the way that you are, it's very clear that you are. I mean, because I watch you on Facebook and, you know, online, and, you know, I'm a stalker. Yes, I am. I'm a stalker of artists.
All right.
You know, which
that's
is a good thing.
Now.
I love to see, you know, artists really proud of what they're doing. You know, I love to see, you know, the energy and getting the word out to, you know, about your projects and everything. And so I'm like, okay, let me go steal that flyer. Let me go get this flyer so I can post it on my different pages and all. So,
okay.
you know, but I think it's, you know, I think it's a beautiful thing just to be a witness, you know, somebody who's not an artist like myself, somebody who's in a totally different region than where you are. And, you know, because of this beautiful way of communicating nowadays, but, you know, through the internet, I get to experience you guys, you know, and I probably would have never known about you if this era of technology hadn't come along. So, you know, I just have a sense, and just even this little bit of time, you know, in talking to you and hearing your stories, I just feel like it must just really work, you know, for you to be able to, you know, plan out projects and plan out tours and all of that, and to make it work. I think that's something that has to be done in this industry, especially when you're on an independent level, and especially when you're a part of a group. You know, to be able to communicate in that way and just move forward and make things happen, it's very clear that you guys do that. So I have to ask you about this song, Vent, and this video that you guys were, like, putting out, wanting people to video record themselves venting.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That
okay,
was so interesting to me. So I really want to hear, like, you know, how that whole concept came up.
The concept for the video or the song?
Well, how about we'll start with the song and go into the video.
Okay. The concept from the song, I have a friend who was going through some stuff with someone she was involved with. And after hearing her vent about it consistently, one night I just decided to kind of sit down and challenge myself to try to, you know, put what she was going through into a song. And so Vent was born. And, you know, actually some of the things she was telling me, I actually had to edit and censor a lot of it compared, even though there's some things that still got into the song. But she was just really having a very hard time dealing with her love interest. And so
okay.
The song is actually written from a female's point of view,
okay.
But, you know, eventually a young man sung it. So, and concerning the video, our thing is we love stories. We love ideas. We just don't want a video with people standing around and dancing and doing whatever. So with every video we make, we try to really tell a story. We want people to stick around for the end of it. You know, we want them to watch it from
mm-hmm.
beginning to end. We want them to say,
okay.
What's going to happen? What's going on? What is this, you know? And so when we sit down to figure out what we're going to do with a video, we try to kind of stick to that. So with the video, this time we kind of thought it would be really cool to, from the male perspective, get different guys, different types of guys, just venting, you know, just really going through a breakup. And, you know, kind of show into the world maybe a different perspective of what guys go through and pretend they don't go through when they have a broken heart or whatever. So along with that, we reached out to several people just to send in their videos, and that's what you get. That's what we got.
Well, it was fun for me to just kind of watch the circulation of the promo for, you know,
mm-hmm.
you know, trying to encourage the people, you know, to send in their videos. And then I was so curious what it was going to be like when it turned out. And,
mm-hmm.
You know, and it's funny, I'm venting. I think everybody needs vent. We all go through something, and especially when it comes to heartache in an intimate relationship, you know, yeah, we've got those feelings. Why is it that I'm sitting here smiling when I'm thinking about this video? Because it kind of tickles me. I'm sorry. I shouldn't be tickled by the fact that these men, like, jumping on beds or whatever, you know, being frustrated.
All the ladies like the video. They're all like, yes. And all the guys are kind of like, man, we don't do that. What are you talking about? So it created a stir with you know, kind of the battle of the sexes. So, but we like that, good or bad. We kind of like people just to speak about, you know, how our music and our art makes them feel.
You're right. Well, you know what? And we as women, ladies, I know you can agree with me. We know that men have an emotional side to them. They may not want to show it in front of us, but we know that even when a relationship goes wrong for them, you know, that they hurt and they get emotional and they may even shed a tear or two. So I enjoyed this project. You know, like I said, I enjoyed it from start to finish, just kind of watching it. So everybody that's listening to the Leopard Carpet tonight, please go Google Waterseed. Go to YouTube and look up their official video for Vent. You will really, really enjoy the experience. So with that said, I'm going to play Vent by Waterseed.
Your way.
All right. That was Vent by my special guest on the Leopard Carpet tonight, Waterseed. You know, as I was listening to that particular piece, I feel the pain. You know, and I think it's a beautiful thing when you can hear music that allows you to go that direction. You know, it's not next. I don't come. You know, you kind of feel that, you know, in that particular piece. And I sense that about your music. It's music that you really, really want to connect with your listeners and fans, that allow them to experience their story and, you know, what they're going through in life.
Right.
Yeah. Right. And I think at the end of the day, we try to bottle, you know, those emotions, and we try to stay true to the emotional aspect of life. You know, we're trying to really connect with people on that level, whether it's making them feel good or helping them get through something. We try to, you know, put that into song.
No, and I appreciate it. That's why I just, you know, I think it's that good. So I'm kind of a little jealous, you know. I'm out all the way up here in the Pacific Northwest, so I'm just going to put it out to the universe. But somehow in 2014, maybe we can get Waterseed out here to Seattle, Washington. I'm putting that in the universe out there, you know. But
well, you know, it's funny you mentioned that. No.
Mm-hmm.
No, we're working very diligently on getting out to the West Coast. Even before the summer. So if we're out in the West Coast, we're definitely doing Seattle.
Well, yeah. I mean, and you know, definitely stay connected, you know, in touch with me or whatever, you know, because, you know, I would like to be instrumental in you guys, you know, coming up here. I think that, you know, you would be well received. And, you know, I have, you know, people that I think would definitely jump on board with this. So definitely, you know, stay in touch with me and we can talk about that and explore what it would take and what it would look like. And I'm looking at this tour date you got going on here towards the end of the month. You've got, like, back-to-back shows going on.
Yeah, we're excited about the upcoming tour.
It's a busy month.
That's how we like it.
It is a busy month. Yeah. So this is kind of how you're going into Thanksgiving, huh? Just giving thanks for wonder, love, too. So, Washington, D.C., Philly, Brooklyn, Boston, Springfield. Oh, I will have to let my people up there in Springfield know that you're coming. And then back home, too. Now, do you guys consider Atlanta your home?
Well, we have for years, but we just recently moved back to New Orleans. So it's like our home.
Oh, okay. So you're back in New Orleans now. All right, nice,
yep.
Nice.
And we still have Atlanta still, like I said, our second home. It's still great to us.
So do you have any plans for any additional tours, you know, coming up after this or plans going into 2014?
Yeah, it looks like in February we'll be back in the Northeast in the Pittsburgh area and doing some other things. I think, and the band doesn't know about this, but I think in March or April we'll be in Texas. We're working on April. We would like to get to the West Coast, so April we may be on the West Coast. And the ladies, Shalia, who's from Texas, is happy about that. And then when I said Cali, West Coast, Denise is from California, so she's going to
with that. Okay.
And then back in May, we'll be at we're doing a really cool show at the Apollo. So we'll do that, and that's really cool.
Oh, nice. Very nice. Well, I'm going to I'm putting it out there. You're going to get up here to the Pacific Northwest because,
yes.
You know, there are some amazing talents on the East Coast, and we miss out. Let me just tell you, we so miss out here because nobody comes out here. So, you know, Flavor News is just going to have to change all of that. Cause
yeah, we need to change that one.
He's like, yeah, we definitely need to change that. We need to change that.
We do, you know, because I believe that we're a region that's just not, you know, we're untapped, you know, and we have amazing talents up here, too. But we love music, you know, we love creative souls, you know, but, you know, when it comes to, like, the mainstream artists and all of that, you know, we just miss out. Nobody wants to come to Seattle. I don't know why. We got Microsoft. We got Amazon, you know.
Yeah,
we got
yeah.
Yahoo. We got, you know, we got all the, you know, technology people up here, you know. We're good people up here. But I think the thing about you guys is I'm sitting here talking stuff. You're like, Flava, just stop right now. But I think the beautiful thing about your art and your style is it can cross all kinds of boundaries and listenership. It's not a style that's just for one group of people or even one age group. And I think that is why you can go to these different places and you can go over to Russia and you can be embraced by, you know, the diversity out there that want to embrace you, and I think that's a beautiful thing, because I know that your musical story speaks to all kinds of people, and we need this, and we need to have this release. We need to have that music, that good that we can connect to, and so I appreciate you guys. I appreciate you more even, you know, now that you've stepped onto the leopard carpet. See, I love leopard carpet, so that's why you had to come onto the leopard carpet. It wasn't the red carpet. It was the leopard carpet. So leopard's my thing, but I appreciate you, you know, taking time out. You know, I know that you were in practice tonight and all of that, and but allowing me to get to know you, allowing my listeners to get to know you, and, you know, being able to share some of your flavor here and continue to share your music and to support you in any way that I can, you know, through who I am and what it is that I do. But, man, I thank you. To have live musicians, you know, to have amazing vocalists, that's a beautiful thing, because so much is done, and I'm not going to knock the people that can create the music from, I don't know the terminology, you know, through the computer system and all of that, all the tools that you can create that way. I love live musicians.
Mm-hmm.
There's just some, I think there's nothing better than that. And I think that I sense that a little bit of that is starting to come back. Am I correct? I mean, not just with you guys, but other people are kind of putting together the bands and putting together, you know, amazing vocalists that really put on those great shows, or do you think that it's that you guys are kind of, you know, a part of that group?
This is what I'll definitely say about it. The band is definitely a lost art, and what we're finding in our journey is that we're, ironically enough, being quasi-trailblazers. As we kind of study and figure out how to go to the next level and how to maintain and sustain ourselves, they're not, you know, for the past 10-plus years, there's not a whole lot of examples of how to do it. So I think that we're playing a little part in our corner of, you know, you don't have to just be a singer or just a producer. If you play an instrument and you want to get out there and you want to do it, by all means, call us. We'll share how we're doing it and what works for us. So in that sense, I think that we are adding to the concept of, you know, bands and musicians who aren't vocalists who do need to be heard, and we're relevant and we're important. And,
okay,
you know, what we hear from people who are just singers who travel, they say, man, I wish I had that band to travel with, you know, I wish I could. And so for whatever reason, economics or whatever, we realize we're in a very unique situation, and You know, it's not easy. By no means is it easy, but we set out when we put Waterseed together, we set out to maintain our identity as a band and not as a quote-unquote production team or writing group, but at the end of the day, we're a band and in the tradition of a band, you know, so, yeah.
I am so sorry. I'm not sure what's going on with the board, but are you guys still here with me? Yes, good.
Yeah, we're here.
I'm so sorry. I don't know what happened. It just everything on my end went dead. So, but I do agree with you. I think that there are artists that, you know, are desiring, you know, having the live musicians to travel and perform with. I do also understand, you know, when it comes to the economics, it's definitely cheaper, you know, to pay a singer, you know, that performs with a track versus, you know, having to pay for a live band. But I hope that this is a direction that we're going to see more and more, you know, come in be available to us to experience. And so, you know, I appreciate you guys taking the time, you know, out of your busy schedule. And sincerely, you know, you guys have a very, very busy schedule. You're quality artists. You're amazing individual talents, and you're an amazing, you know, collective that brings us, you know, quality music. And I look forward to sharing your music with my listeners here on Flavor News Radio. I look forward to, you know, kind of watching, you know, in the wings what's going on with you and, again, supporting you as much as I can from here in the Pacific Northwest. Again, I'm going to put it out here to the universe that you guys are going to come up my way and we'll be able to share you with my people up here. And I just look forward to everything that it is that you are doing. So I apologize for the technical difficulties tonight. Hopefully it didn't do too much, you know, distraction away from this great, great time that we shared together. But I want to play one more track, and then I want you guys, you know, to tell the listeners where they can find out more about you and where they can purchase your music. So I'm going to play Build Me Up featuring John Bibbs, and this is off of their Wonder Love 2 CD. Again, this is Waterseed. Valley cuts.
love you so, darling.
All right, that was Build Me Up featuring John Bibbs by my special guest tonight on the Leopard Carpet, Waterseed. Again, thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen, for taking your time and coming on the Leopard Carpet. This was really a beautiful experience for me to learn your story and to be able to share you with my global listeners here on Flava News Radio. So tell people where they can find out more about you guys and to purchase your music and this wonderful, wonderful new album that just released on October 22nd called Wonder Love 2.
Well, everyone can go to our website, which is waterseedmusic.com. Again, that's waterseedmusic.com. And, you know, we have links to all of our social networking sites. We're on everything. Of course, you can Google us and Facebook, you know, like our page and Twitter, Instagram, all that good stuff. But definitely check out our hub, which is waterseedmusic.com.
Now, is this particular album or are all of your albums available just by digital download or can you buy hard copies?
You can come to the show and we'll sign it for you and everything.
Oh, well, you know what? I'm getting on that next plane, and I'm going to stalk y'all, and I'm going to go up and down the East Coast so I can get me a hard copy. But
and you can you actually, we just put up a new store last week. So if you go to the waterseedmusic.com page and click store, you can get all of our works. And even early for the future, the hard copy is out of print now, so we'll even put together something special for you if you want that. But you can also have the hard copies mailed to you just by going to our store.
And a T-shirt, too.
Oh, they got a T-shirt. I kind of like that one. I kind of like that one picture that I used on my leprechaun print flyer. That's pretty hot. But please, you know, check out Waterseed. You know, go find them on social networks. Follow them. They're doing some great things. Check out their music. Better yet, purchase their music. And tell people where they can find Waterseed's music. You, the fans, we're the ones that can help, you know, push these artists out there, you know, by supporting them, sharing them with our social networks, sharing them with our family and friends, and digging in our pockets and buying the music. If you are out on the East Coast, please, you know, find out where Waterseed's going to be. They're going to be in D.C. on the 20th, Philly on the 21st, Brooklyn on the 22nd, Boston on the 23rd, 24th in Boston also, 24th in Springfield, and then the ATL on the 26th. So if you're in any of those areas, you need to get out. You are going to have an absolutely amazing experience. I know it. I just sense it. I feel it. And, yeah, we're going to experience you guys up here in the Pacific Northwest. Again, thank you so very much for coming on the Leopard Carpet with me tonight. And I'll continue stalking you.
Well, thank you for having us. We enjoyed ourselves.
Yes.
All right. Great, great, great. All right. Good night.
Good night.